Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. May I speak with Tracy Wolf?
Yes, this is she.
Thank you very much. And are you, first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
I am.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will vote?
I will absolutely vote.
So it is an almost certain?
Yes, almost certain.
Thank you. What is your race?
Caucasian, white.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. Now, to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
Can I just ask how long is this going to take? I do want to answer your questions, but I just have a limited amount of time.
Oh, yes. It is 10 minutes, depending on your answers.
Oh. Okay, let's try to go as fast as we can. I was born in 1981.
81, thank you very much. And, well, now we would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means that a very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100 a very warm and a favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. The first person is Joe Biden, President of the United States.
I would rank him at a 75.
Thank you. Stephen Fulop, Mayor of New Jersey.
Sorry, who?
Stephen Fulop, Mayor of New Jersey. Jersey City, I'm sorry.
Oh, the Mayor of Jersey City? 50, neutral.
Thank you. Andy Kim, South Jersey U.S. Congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate.
Who?
Andy Kim.
I don't know who that person is, so I guess neutral.
Or you have never heard of that person or don't have an opinion?
I've not heard of that person.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate.
25.
Then we have Ravi Bala, Mayor of Hoboken, and candidate for Congress.
80%, or 80.
80, thank you. Then we have Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey, and candidate for U.S. Senate.
75.
Rob Menendez, a U.S. Congressman and candidate for Congress.
50.
With 50, and the last on the list is Bill Murphy, Governor of New Jersey.
80.
Thank you very much. Now, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes into your mind?
You're saying Rob Menendez, like R-O-B?
R-O-B, yes.
I think of whether or not is he related to Bob Menendez.
Yes. He is related to Bob Menendez. And may I ask, why would you go there?
Because I don't have a favorable view of Bob Menendez, and if that's his son, I would question whether or not I want a member of his family also representing us in Congress.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, there we go. Now, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? As your member of Congress?
If I approve or disapprove?
Yes. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member?
I approve.
And do you strongly approve or strongly disapprove, or somewhat approve?
I would say I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approved. Thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
Patricia Murphy.
We have Tammy Murphy and Patricia Campos Medina.
Oh, sorry. Murphy.
Murphy. Thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala and Kyle Jacy and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Ravi Bala.
Thank you. And if in the last few months, have you or heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I've heard a lot.
Thank you. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely.
Very closely. Thank you. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez, R.O.B. Menendez. Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
How much do I agree or disagree with it? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, we do have a scale. Do you strongly
agree? I would say
agree?
I somewhat disagree. I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings.
I somewhat disagree.
The next one is, Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
I somewhat agree.
Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, that's fine. The last one on this section is, Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
I disagree.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. The first one is, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, and the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are the only public enough. I'm sorry, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. That was one statement. The next statement is, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoings of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make his son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it is unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Now, knowing both statements, does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statements from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
The first statement is closer to my opinion and views.
So that would be the critics from Congressman Rob Menendez.
Correct.
And
yes.
Would you say that it comes much closer or somewhat closer to your own view?
Somewhat closer.
Somewhat closer. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. The first one is, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and political machine put him there. And the supporters say, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Raz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bolwage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to make his own right-wing extremists, take on right-wing extremists. Now, does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
The statement of the critics follows my own view.
And would you say it comes somewhat? Thank you.
Somewhat.
Okay, and now just to make sure, yes, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. We're almost finished.
How much longer? Because I actually really do have to leave.
Yes, we're at 74%. We're going to blaze it through.
Okay. Let's go really quickly, please.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to vote for that candidate for Congress. The first one is, the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country.
What was the question?
Yes, we want to know if this statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to vote for this.
Not at all more likely.
Thank you. The next one is, Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges that we face every day, and why he's ready to meet his moment.
That does not persuade me to vote for him.
Not at all more likely, or a little more likely?
Not at all.
Thank you. The next one is, Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a race anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
That would make me vote for him more.
A little more likely to vote, or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. And the next one is, Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. His fund to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billings more transparent, make sure seniors can live with dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. The next one is, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. And now, Hulk Hogan Mayor Ravi Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet.
I will absolutely vote for him.
Much more likely then, or somewhat more
much
likely?
More likely. Much more likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, a member of the Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up
much more likely. That's good. Much more likely. Yep.
Thank you very much.
I really have to go. How much more do we have?
At what time can we call you back? Because we are at 75% and we're almost done with it.
I really have to go. Like, this is taking way more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. So can we call you back at another time? At what time?
Yes, you can absolutely call me back at another time.
Okay. So at what time can we call you back?
Can you call me tomorrow?
We'll call you tomorrow then to finish.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.